I found fart jokes for kids. You want to hear some?
Yeah. No, that's pretty good.
All right. One, I farted at work the other day, and my coworker tried opening the window. It must have been a really bad one. We work on a submarine.
Oh,
what did the?
Here's the thing, though. Why is that for a child?
Well, it's because
why would a child resonate with anything regarding? Yeah.
Okay, well, the here. Average child thinks submarines are yellow and beetles live on them.
I think it's a kid's joke because, submarines are inherently kid coded. That's like a
that is true.
Like as a kid, you thought you'd probably be riding in a submarine like multiple times in your life, and it hasn't happened.
Depends how you live,
and then it turns out. Your dad gives you the opportunity to be on a submarine. You're a rich dad, and you go down there and you die.
Oh, this is
a good well. That's why it's it's good for kids to not be on a submarine.
We don't know that they died yet, right?
It is. Yeah, we haven't found it. It could. They still could be down there.
Yeah,
and they just they don't have any bars on their phones.
They're
and they
living
can't
with
tell
the
us.
Mer people.
Oh, is that how they make those? You just stay down there that long?
Well, they're mer. So they have mermen and merwomen. And they live in Atlantis, of course, like duh. And if you go down farther enough, sometimes they take you in, and they're like, "Yeah, you can't get back up. It's like too hard. So we're just gonna you're gonna live here." And
I figure it would be a really arduous process. Like you would have to gradually breed human traits into fish. Like you would have to just fuck a fish.
That wouldn't work.
Probably a number of generations. You would have to fuck a fish until it starts like. It starts like growing like a woman's hair a little bit, and you're like, okay, so we gotta selectively breed this ones, and then eventually you get the full woman up top, and then you've got the fish on the bottom.
Here's the thing: is like when you're fucking that fish, and then the next fish like grows hair, and you're like, damn it, god damn it, I wish the bottom started.
Yeah, the fish up top and the bottom down below.
Yeah, but like, I mean, if it's purely for procreation, like, I guess, you know, that's probably the better one for you.
Yeah, it would suck to spend like 100 years trying to breed a fish to have a woman's torso, and then it turns out to be Ariel. And then she's like, I want to live on land. I want to have legs and live on land. It's like, what the fuck did I do this for? What did I do this for?
Why did I create these creatures? Then?
Why did I create this monstrosity?
I think what you'd have to do.
Why did I fuck all this fish?
You'd have to like start with something that's just like slightly closer to human, like fish beaver, and then from beaver you go to like pig, and then from pig to monkey. Like you couldn't just do like human fish until you eventually got it right. You have to smaller progressive steps. Yeah,
like a dolphin. A dolphin, I think that would be morally okay as well, because they do it to us. Every time we go swimming, they do it to us. They're trying to make us into those. They're trying to make us into a top half of a dolphin and a bottom half of legs. So they can fuck our asses.
Honestly, fuck a human fish for a mermaid. You just start human dolphin. Like they've got the fin. It's basically a fit and probably closer to a human. Yeah. We're on to something here.
They could have tits. They could have tits. They're somewhere in there, and if you selectively bred them, they could have tits.
I'm gonna Google this. Do dolphins?
Well, I guess so. Wouldn't that be what like mermaids would be like? Their fins are based off of like dolphins and like sharks and whatnot. It's not like real.
Sort of
like a fish.
They do give them scales, which I don't think they should have scales.
No. Well, but like scales are cool.
They're kind of cool.
I love scales.
They're cool. They're shiny, which is cool. But
that's the thing. It's cool.
I feel like
feeling
scales would be really bad. Like I would rather touch a dolphin. Like that's why people like they go swimming with the dolphins and they want to touch a dolphin, but they don't really want to touch a big fish with scales on it.
Well, it depends on how you touch it. Like because if you kind of go with the scales, it's fine.
Yeah, you just have you ever pet a fish backwards and they get so pissed
it sucks.
Off?
You're not allowed to. You go to your friend's house and you pet all their fish backwards.
Yeah, you don't get invited over again because their parents are like, "Why are the cats pissed? Why are all the cats pissed?"
So I googled, "Do dolphins have tits?" And actually, when I was typing, "Do dolphins have?" the fifth suggested result was nipples. So it isn't like an absurd question.
No,
but
this is a science podcast.
They don't have external nipples, but they do have nipples that are enclosed within mammary slits. Upon stimulation of the calves, that's the baby dolphins nudging, the nipple is exposed and the calf position itself, such as the nipple, is at the gape of the calf's jaw for feeding.
Wait a minute. A gaping mammary slit?
Yes.
Could that be the ultimate hole?
It's the ultimate hole fantasy.
The platonic ideal of a hole?
New hole just dropped.